Hello, everyone. We made it. A little technical difficulties on my end. Got off the phone with Zach, and we made it work. So we are here. It's Monday Mania. It is the final, not the penultimate. That's the one before the last one. The last Raw before WrestleMania. Big show, one would presume, tonight. We've got the first hour commercial free. We've got The Rock and Roman appearing in person as SmackDown minus Jade Cargill was a bit of a nothing burger. You know, yes, if you're a big LA Knight, AJ Styles feud fan, you know, needing Jade to kind of juice, Jade and Bianca to juice the women's title match on SmackDown, I think is not a super positive sign. And the fact that, like, Zach and I have done many shows about WrestleMania, and, you know, we've talked about the Jimmy and Jay thing being a little cold, but we've not talked at all, really, about AJ, LA Knight, except on a Patreon show. And then same thing for Bailey and Io Sky. So quite the tepid group of matches there. But, you know, so many matches two nights, you're going to have stuff. Not everything can be red hot, right? One of the greatest moments in WrestleMania history from a go back and watch it. It was awesome in the moment, right? Is the Hogan Rock match where they flip Foles, and Hogan was always a babyface after that point in with when he's in the ring. So yeah, probably is on hello in the chat, probably because I can talk, so that's always good. Makes me a little more lively. So, but you know, that's not really what we're here to talk about today. That was what happened on Friday. It is WrestleMania week. Happy WrestleMania week to all. I hope as many of you that want to go to WrestleMania will be there, have flights sometime this week, travel safe. You know, it is a once a year occurrence for wrestling fans to get together. It's our Woodstock, it's our Burning Man, it's our Coachella, it's our Super Bowl, whatever you want to say, right? So it's here, and yeah, so excited to be here, excited to talk about it as much as I can, as Azan knows. I'm a little flat on my excitement on all things, so when I really get popped for something, when I stand up and clap after watching a match, I try and tell you guys, because it actually meant a lot to me when, you know, I watch wrestling more analytically than probably most, as you guys know. So excited. This is always an exciting week. You know, I'm curious. There's probably the biggest women's basketball game of all time coming in tonight around the same time as Raw. So I'm curious if that affects ratings at all. And if you are not aware, you know, you've got Iowa and Caitlin Clark taking on LSU and Angel Reese. And if you don't think that's a big deal, I would contest back with you. We'll talk on Tuesday. Hopefully the rating will be out for that. I assume that basketball game will double or triple whatever Raw does tonight. So, or more, right? So probably be the biggest cable, because on ESPN, I'm almost certain. You know, so it's not on CBS like some of the men's games are, but could be one of the biggest cable basketball games of all time for college basketball, period. So, sorry. So let's get into it. Zach is in the chat as well. He's dropped a super chat. Thank you, Zach. We'll get to that in 1 second. I just want to thank everyone for being here. We are Brassford Media. I am Tyler Sage. All that is on your screen. If you're listening on podcast form, you do not see that. So that's why we're here. And this is Monday Mania, a show we do every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube. It is put up as a podcast immediately following the show. Wherever you get fine podcasts, you can also check out our Patreon, patreon.com/brassringmedia. If you want to use that, you know, all these free shows on YouTube, we put as free podcasts on the Patreon. So you see kind of what a sampling of what we do. There's lock stuff. So you can see, like, okay, they do give us this much content, et cetera. If that works for you and you join us, cool. But hey, you're here nonetheless, and I appreciate that. So please like, subscribe, hit that bell notification, tell a friend, and let's get rolling. Yeah. So tonight, big hype. Before we get to the big hype, let's go to the big deflation with Zach. Not Zach himself, but what his subject is. Can we talk about Vince scripting love letters to himself as his lawyer, thinking that somehow exculpatory. Not a lawyer, so sorry to read live on air, Zach. You're making me look bad here. Exculpatory. And yeah, so I'm not gonna lie, I missed this. It was a celebration week for me. I was off from my normal road warriorship, so let's table this, I guess, for tomorrow. I'm sure I will now look this up. I don't want to live check this on air as I'm solo. If Zach was here, I would let him talk and read about this, but I can imagine what this is about. And it's Vince McMahon, who sold again another $100 million of TKO stock, his quarter one dispersion of his stock, right? We talked a couple weeks ago about him doing, what, $150, $200 million of stock in Q4 that was released. And now we've got this Q1 that was released on the S4 for this year. So, or for this quarter, that, you know, today is the start of Q2. So I'm sure he will be selling today or very near after for another portion of stock to cash out. And who knows what he's doing. But yeah, seems like something Vince would do. I'm going to assume anything Vince is doing on the legal front is not fantastic for his image. Whether it works in court or not, I'd have to read the document to go from there. But a lot of evidence against him in this case. So scripting love letters to himself and his lawyers does not seem to be benefiting him or himself in the case. So we will see. But more on that, Zach. I appreciate you bringing that up. I need to jump in. Been working up just about till about 2:50 today, Eastern time, and then popped on here to help, you know, to talk with you guys. So a little behind on that. So I appreciate that. Amari's in the chat. Hello, Amari. Thank you for joining. Welcome to the show. Please like, subscribe, hit that bell, all that good stuff. So, yeah, let's talk about Raw tonight. We've got the first hour free. Let's see what else we have. Let me pop up my tab here. First hour's hour free. Roman and Rock are going to appear. You're going to assume Cody, Roman, Rock, Seth, Drew are going to dominate the show beginning, middle, end. To get the final hype for the show Friday on SmackDown, we'll presume is the prelims. I don't know if they're going to do it on Drew the Giant Battle Royal, that sort of thing. You know, lead into the Hall of Fame, all that good stuff. But we also have scheduled Bronson Reed and Sami Zayn going at it. Ivy Nile and Maxine Dupri taking on Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. DIY and New Day versus the Judgment Day. So, you know, from a match standpoint, they are doing the Andre. Thank you, Zach. Friday. So I assumed, I don't remember if they promoted that. You know, I fast forward a lot when I watch SmackDown, so to get to good content. So not watching all the ads in between. But yeah, not, you know, the greatest matches in the world, but a lot of those people, minus Sami Zayn, are not wrestling this weekend, right? So it's a lot of those, like, hey, you're on the shows, building up the shows, and it's cool, you'll be on the Andre the Giant Battle Royal for the men, for Bronson Reed. The show tonight is in Brooklyn, Zach. I see you asking that. So I believe it's where the Brooklyn Nets play, the Barclay Center, I presume. I don't have the venue for sure in front of me, but they are in Brooklyn. Obviously, Friday going to be in Philly, Monday in Philly, obviously the weekend in Philly. But hey, at least we stop seeing images of Lincoln Financial. I'm sure all the Giants, Commanders, and Cowboys fans out there especially are happy to not see that stadium over and over again every time they watch Raw or SmackDown. So there's that. But, you know, a totally solid lineup where you think the show is going to be buoyed by story, by promos, by moments. What does, you know, who gets the heat at the end of the show, right? Rock got the heat on Cody at the end of last week. Again, you guys, as this is a solo show, just like a radio show, that needs callers to come in and bounce back and forth. But need your input on what you think happens as well to keep the show rolling. But Zach is here helping me out, talking about that's where the man was born, right? The bloody nose of Becky Lynch, hoping she gets cheered tonight. If anyone is like a Brooklyn, New York City type baby face, I would say Becky Lynch fits into that Q zone pretty well. So that's a positive sign. But yeah, that's not on the list of things coming, but you have to assume that there's going to be some sort of final contract signing, confrontation. Oh, SummerSlam. Yes, SummerSlam 2018. Well, you know, a continuation of that as you go into Survivor Series 2. For Zach. So if you're on the podcast, Zach is clarifying SummerSlam 2018, not the Bloody Nose incident pre-Survivor Series. But, you know, kind of all one cohesive story. But yes, the man was born at that SummerSlam for sure. So, yeah, so nothing about Becky and... I'm just saying there's a chance, right? I'm trying to give Zach a Zanzan here talking about Rhea's going to be over like a monster. Yes, but I do think you can have two people over. And I do think if it's going to happen anywhere, it's going to happen in Brooklyn. More so, you know, I'm assuming, you know, I'm not from the New York area, but what is that, like an hour and a half from Philly? Like, it's not very far. So I'm assuming a lot of the people that are at the show tonight will be at WrestleMania, just like Friday night. That crowd will be obviously people that bought the 4-day passes. So less likely as a result, but there could be a contingent of fans, and you would presume this will be another 15,000 people sell out in an NBA stadium. So we will see. But I'm curious what you guys think Becky and Rhea will be doing tonight. I would assume of all the matches, it'll be a contract signing of some sort. You can't do more than one. But, you know, I guess it's either Seth and Drew doing one. But Seth seems more to come in and help Cody if he needs backup, while Drew will take advantage on Seth, something like that. So the, you know, contract signing bit seems to be more Rhea and Becky on tonight's show. Could also be... I mean, I doubt it'd be Gunther and Sammy, because Sammy's got a match. That would seem weird. So you got to do it. And it seems like Becky and Rhea will be doing there. So, we're just reading your guys' comments here, saying Amari's in here talking about Rhea turning on Judgment Day soon. That is on seems like looks like Rhea and Dom are heading for a breakup, which could be a swerve too, right? I think you guys would both agree with that. But it makes the most sense, right? She's over completely. Rhea, that is. Judgment Day is in a fine spot, right? Like, this is the time of year after WrestleMania where you don't need, you know, Judgment Day this time last year was owning the show, being the main heels, you know, when the Bloodline, let's say Roman and Rock, are not on Raw or SmackDown 2 weeks from now. You need that Judgment Day type team to pop up. You need Gunther, you need Drew to fill those gaps, right? So maybe them disbanding Rhea makes more sense than Rhea just, you know, leaving them, right, to get heat for them in the group. But, you know, there's anything that can be done, right? If Dom turns on Rhea first and you get sympathy for her as a babyface, Dom is, you know, still gets consistently booed, but you could always reheat that, and would be crazy heat for Dom if he put a hand on a woman. I know WWE is not really for that, but we didn't think blood in WWE was a thing as well, right? And Dom is a character that I think could do that as well. So, you know, that's projecting a couple weeks out, but seeing some teases one way or the other tonight with Judgment Day. Obviously, they've had a lot of back and forth on every episode of TV in recent weeks to set up probably losing those tag titles, setting up Rhea, moving away from them as a babyface. So what do we see tonight with that as well? Probably some backstage thing. I doubt there'll be anything in the ring amongst them, as Judgment Day have a regular match as well. The four male members of Judgment Day taking on, again, DIY and New Day. So does Rhea not go out there and help them? Does she leave in the middle of that? You know, she's got that title match. So again, it seems odd for her to be in that position, even. Feels like she should just be doing her own thing with Becky and then have something happen, you know, a week from now at the Raw after WrestleMania. So there's that. So I'm glad we touched on that subject. You know, tag team, we're setting up the final push for Judgment Day to defend the tag titles. You know, is everyone kind of lukewarm on that as well? I guess that is higher on my list than Jimmy, Jay, Bailey, and Io, and LA Knight, and AJ Styles. But it's just above that cohort of matches for me. So will they make that an actual story, or will it be a more of a issue within the Judgment Day of can they not come together? Will something between Balor and Priest in the moment lead them to kick Balor out of his contracts up? And Priest takes over he has been the leader for a while now, it seems, but, you know, the official leader, maybe even kicking out a JD and doing a new version of Judgment Day. You know, does that hinted to tonight to lead to, again, Monday or 2 weeks from now, right? You don't need to pop every story next week on Raw, right? You know, what other big matches have Drew and Seth, right? What is the story going to be here tonight? Because I would prefer the two of them, but you know, I would agree with you on that too, just the way they are pushed right now, saying DIY should not win at Mania. Yeah, I mean, I was always a proponent of Miz and Truth being in that spot and having that fun heartfelt moment, the Zack Ryder winning the IC title and at WrestleMania 32, that sort of thing. Alas, right? But yeah, so what does Seth and Drew do tonight? You know, I think it's a hard thing, right? Because, you know, besides last week, that was about CM Punk and Seth and Drew and their all their interactions together. Not really about the title and what whatsoever, right? More about whose show is it, whose city is it, who's the best wrestler in the world, that sort of thing, right? Which is fine, but this whole feud, you know, I don't think it's been bad by any stretch of the imagination. It's just been there. I think the match is going to be good. I think the moment's going to be good. If Drew does get the win, tells the story of Seth, maybe he takes some time off to like heal up, but just a bit, comes back as a huge babyface in 2-3 months. And what have you, right? Especially with Becky's contract, maybe Becky will take some time off. They can take some time off together. I think that'd be nice, I would imagine, for them. But, you know, it's just been, this feud is, the build to it has not been story-based. It's been fine, but it's been, you know, Drew telling Seth, you're not all in on this. Drew is also not in on this because he's worried about Punk, and that, you know, hurt him last week. So, are they both going to still be distracted in some way, shape, or form going in to WrestleMania? Or are they both super locked in? Is Seth not even part of the Rock Roman stuff, which would then, you know, I don't think that match can be heard. I think that's the biggest match by a mile on the show for the 2 days. But does Seth focus on Drew tonight? I think that would be the call I would do. I would have, you know, that be a contract signing more so, honestly, than Rhea and Becky. But, I think it is going to be Jay, Seth, Cody taking on Rock, Roman, Solo, Jimmy. So maybe they get one more friend in there. I don't know. But it is something I would like to see them one-on-one. Each affirm that they're both locked in, that, you know, Drew would rather beat Cody for this title than beat CM Punk in Chicago. And Seth would rather defend this title at WrestleMania. Something that he has not done. I'm trying to think of Seth as champion. Has he defended a world title at WrestleMania effectively? He's gained it there. I don't think he has. But someone let me know if I'm wrong. I'm not 100% on that. But, you know, saying that is like, this is the definition of his entire career. Beating someone like Drew, taking that moment away from him. He'd rather do that than winning this tag match, right? And that can set up him losing than winning, right? Or losing and why he lost, right? But for both men to determine this is what I'm 100% locked into, just like Cody, you know, as of right now, I think tonight, this is a segue. But obviously, the first hour being commercial free, you're going to assume there's going to be a half hour, 40 minutes of Rock, Roman, Cody, Seth, Drew, everybody all intertwined. Maybe they get moments later. But You know, same thing with Cody, right? If you want to like analyze these builds and you have to wait till after the show to see if it was effective or not. But I would say Cody is in the Seth Rollins front, where not as focused on his world title opportunity as he is on the tag stuff, right? And he has to win that match to not be cheated out of the world title, I know, but, you know, to just super re-solidify that would be good tonight. I think they'll be able to do it, but, you know, the Rock hit was phoned in by Roman per the story. So just doubling down on that on tonight's show to know that Roman was the one responsible for that. And then Cody explaining why he's got, you know, take out, you know, cut off the snake at the head with beating Roman, you know, proving why this is his company, all that stuff, right? Just having that good babyface promo like he had last week and establishing, you know, the one and 1A and 1B of these matches for him, I think is important for everybody on the show tonight. But, you know, again, the product's super hot. It's going to do a huge number. Nonetheless, it's going to be critically praised, I would presume, by people like me. And even if those things aren't hit completely, I'm not going to lie to myself and say like, oh yeah, no, I'm not hyped for WrestleMania, right? So, because it's a good show. Two nights should be very fun. you know, do we see any surprises tonight or any setups we don't know about? Probably not. But be a lot of fodder for those video packages you watch on Saturday and Sunday, what we presume tonight. Amari's in the chat here saying, you know, if we have on the Bloodline side, Solo, Jimmy, Rock, Roman, and the babyface side, we have Seth, Cody, and Jay, he's thinking John Cena might appear and have be a 4-on-4 thing. You know, I personally don't think we would need that. But, you know, get a pop. It helps Cena get over more as a babyface, but that would be a little too much seasoning on that dish for me to add Cena so late in the game where he's not going to actually affect anything in the moment. So I think having a WrestleMania off of Cena is helpful and makes it, if he comes next year, seem that much more special. But, hey, you never know in WWE, right? So I appreciate that, Amari, with that that line there. But yeah, so we'll see what happens. Go home show. You know, what's the greatest go home show in Raw history, right? If last week's episode, which is what I think people were saying, I don't think anyone here, but some people were saying it was the greatest Raw in 20 years, right? What's the greatest go home edition of a WrestleMania Raw, right? Like, it's an impossible question. There's so many Raws, they run together. I know we know some go homes versus some other stuff, but we remember moments, right? And that Rock Cody moment at the end of the show was a huge moment. Probably one that will, if you take a 5-year period as an era or 7 or 10, however you do it, but certainly one moment in an era that makes the hour documentary about a certain era, right? And the transition from, I guess, the Netflix era will be where we're going. So we're transitioning into that era of, you know, post McMahon, especially, right, a year in now, that was a huge moment so far. Cody winning, CM Punk coming back, you know, making another world title, Seth winning that on a much lesser extent. But there's, you know, that moment as like a storyline beat on a television show is right up there, right? Like, there's been Bloodline moments, there's been, you know, Jay super kicking Roman has been a big moment, but that's like within the Bloodline storyline, right? Like, that'll be remembered, but that's not the, you know, the beer truck in Stone Cold that defined an era. That's not, you know, bloody faced, not tapping up but passing out Stone Cold at WrestleMania, right? These are moments that start, define certain eras of a company. And I think last week could be one of those. So it's going to be hard to top that and have a bigger moment for them. But we'll see. Derek's in the chat, I see. Thank you, Derek. It's good to see you. You know, he thinks tonight it's Roman and Rock's relationship. And if you want to set the table for context going into that or after, right? Does Rock deny that he did the bidding of Roman or that it was a good idea and that after the fact Roman claimed it, right? You could do a little bit of discontent there between the two of them, or you could show them as one absolute unit that maybe it falls apart once they lose, right? If they lose the tag match and then Roman loses, is that Rock being like, hey, you lost? Like, as you were winning, you were the tribal chief, but now you're just another guy. And make some analogy to, you know, a pride of lions where there's the alpha lion or whatever. So if I get this wrong, just bear with me here. But, you know, an alpha lion and the young lion comes and challenges him and defeats him and becomes the now leader of the pack, of the pride, right? So that sort of thing of like, hey, you were the top guy, now you're not. So now I'm not following you and I'm going on to be the final boss. Cody's never beat me one-on-one. Whatever. I don't know who would lose out of those two, but I guess Cody pinning Roman to be like, he did it once, now can he do it again? But I doubt Rock is taking the pin on Saturday night, the least likely of the four. I'd probably say it's Rock least likely, then Cody, then Roman, then Seth as the most likely to take the pin. I think most people would agree with that. But, you know, what can they establish tonight that will make you, you know, just want to see it even ever so slightly more? Or if you're at a fever pitch, if it's 212 degrees, 100 degrees Celsius, if your waters are boiling to see WrestleMania, you know, and you need to turn it on low to keep it boiling for another week, what do they do there to accomplish that? So there's two strained analogies for everybody on the way out the door. But very exciting episode of Raw coming up tonight. Will be much better than the SmackDown we see this Friday. So enjoy it. To me, this is still the true go-home show of WrestleMania, as it was back in, you know, 1997 before SmackDown, or whatever year you want to give. But truly a big moment for what will be a very big and fun WrestleMania. So happy WrestleMania week. Enjoy it. We have until, in my opinion, after the Raw after WrestleMania to really just enjoy this week of wrestling. And while we have a probably pretty good Dynamite and pretty good AEW show afterwards. So thankful that both companies, obviously WWE is on a good momentum roll here, but AEW is coming into form and excited. You know, sometimes in wrestling, I think we can all agree to ourselves that we're a little more hot and cold on sitting down watching the product, and I'm happy to watch both products, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So thank you guys as always. Zach and I will be back tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern time here on YouTube, 8:30 if we're lucky. So sometimes that alters, so make sure you hit the bell notification to know when we go live exactly. And we'll be previewing, we'll be talking about Raw, obviously, previewing a little bit of Dynamite, and then I think Thursday we'll be doing our full-blown WrestleMania preview, or we'll split up into day one tomorrow, day two on Thursday. We'll see. So let us know how you want that. You can tweet me at Ringer Tyler and go from there. So until then, everybody, enjoy Raw tonight. Hopefully it's a memorable one, and I will see you all tomorrow. Thank you.